President. We welcome Cambodia's proposal to preside and host the fifth review conference of the Anti-Personal Mind Ban Convention. As a country well advanced on its path towards becoming mind-free, generous in sharing its experience with other states, active in promoting universalization of the convention, and contributing troops with mind action expertise to peacekeeping missions, Cambodia is well positioned to preside over the convention at a critical juncture. We also welcome Cambodia's attention to mind survivors, which was on full display during the third global conference on victim assistance hosted in Phnom Penh on October, with the support of the European Union. Cooperation is key to achieving the convention's objective. In this sense, the UN supports efforts by France as chair of the Committee on Article 5, implementation, in consultation with state parties to strengthen the process by which extension requests are reviewed and to link this process more closely to the Committee on Enhancements of Cooperation and Assistance. The UN has assisted national authorities in several states to prepare their extension requests in the past and stands ready to further engage to address challenges together in a coordinated manner with all parties concerned. The threat posed by improvised explosive devices, many of which are victim activated, has progressively expanded and accounted for almost half of the 9,198 casualties recorded by UN programs in 2022. The UN, through its mine action programs, will continue to enhance the capacity of states to reduce the threat posed by anti-personal mines of an improvised nature. Since 2017, UNMAS has worked with the Ministry of Interior of Iraq to enhance the country's capacity to mitigate explosive threats across the country. Together, they have provided 105 training courses to close to 2,000 personnel, 1,400 men and 400 women. They are trained in explosive ordnance disposal, use of drone in non-technical survey, first responder, post-blast investigation, and other key elements. The top students are selected for an additional train-the-trainer course, combining the lessons learned during their training with methods of instruction to assist in passing on their skills to other officers. The Ministry of Interior has 57 subunits across Iraq that respond to EOD calls at on a daily basis. UNMAS is also implementing the partnership model whereby international NGOs partner with national NGOs to transfer knowledge and skills to conduct clearance. Two national NGOs have now received accreditation from the Iraqi Directorate of Mine Action to conduct operation autonomously. So these are examples of capacity building which take time but bear fruits. To succeed in meeting their obligations under the convention, national mine action authorities and the national and international organizations that support them depend on funding, access, accreditation, and capacity all being in place. In Afghanistan, mine action operators have now access to the whole country and adequate expertise to carry out survey and clearance, but funding is a challenge. In Yemen, UNDP is closing its program due to lack of funding, although contamination is still considerable. We encourage and appreciate increased bilateral and regional cooperation to address mine contamination located in border areas. ASEAN has consolidated its cooperation through the ASEAN Regional Mine Action Center. The African Regional Seminar on Mine Action, hosted by Algeria in May, stressed the importance of enhancing coordination among African states through possibly a continental mine action network and exploring new opportunities for international cooperation. the United Nations has provided technical support to the African Union to develop its mine action strategy. We also encourage regional border control and intelligence sharing efforts to reduce the ability of armed groups and organized criminal entities to deploy improvised mines. Lastly, violent armed conflict in Myanmar, Sudan, and Ukraine have raised serious concern about the impact of weapons on civilians and adherence to existing norms. Echoing the UN Secretary General in this policy brief on the new agenda for peace, launched in 2003, we call on state parties to reduce the human cost of weapons, including through achieving universality of treaties like this convention and the banning of inhuman and indiscriminate weapons. The UN stands ready to engage and support preparation for the next action plan to be adopted in Cambodia. Thank you.
I thank UNMAS for the statement.